AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Wilmington, Delaware. At the funeral for former Delaware Attorney General Beau Biden, Father Leo O'Donovan said the deep sadness reflects the type of person Biden was.
The fact that we have lost the handsome, winning, humble presence of an incomparable gift. The richness of that gift is the measure of our grief.
Among the speakers, President Obama, who noted Beau Biden was his own man, but he learned about what matters from his father, Vice President Joe Biden.
He even looked and sounded like Joe, although I think Joe would be the first to acknowledge that Beau was an upgrade. Joe 2.0.
The president said the younger Biden lived a life of meaning. Beau Biden died last week of brain cancer. He was 46. Roadblocks are in place in upstate New York near the Canadian border. Two convicted murderers escaped from a maximum security prison. One of the two is serving a life term for killing a sheriff's deputy. The men were unaccounted for during morning bed check. In Allentown, Pennsylvania, a three-year-old girl who fell with her sister from a fourth-floor apartment window has died. The five-year-old sister is in critical condition. It's been 37 years since there was a Triple Crown winner in horse racing. It could happen today. American Pharoah has just to win the Belmont Stakes. Jenna Haley is in the stands, and she thinks it'll happen.
I was here last year, and I loved California Chrome. I mean, was America's horse. Who couldn't help but love him, but I just didn't have the feeling. But now, with him, American Pharoah, I have the feeling, too.
The last Triple Crown winner affirmed in 1978. A student at Fullerton High School in California has achieved a clean sweep. Fernando Rojas has been accepted to every Ivy League school. He's going to Yale. This is AP Radio News. The United Nations Secretary General announced peace talks between the warring parties in Yemen will resume in Geneva a week from tomorrow.
A UN spokesman says Secretary General Ban Ki-moon hopes the peace talks will restart a peaceful, orderly, inclusive, and Yemeni-led transition process. The country's exiled president, along with the Shiite Hutu rebels who control the capital, will attend. Yemen has been chronically unstable for years, with fighting between various factions, including Al-Qaeda in Yemen, which the U.S. government considers to be the most dangerous branch of the terrorist organization. Julie Walker, New York.
A man in New York who sought help from a fortune teller to fix a romantic relationship claims he was scammed out of more than $700,000. The New York Times reports the man told police psychic Priscilla DelMaro told him evil spirits were keeping him and a woman he claimed to love apart. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.